Brexit is the main story for four papers. Brexit backstab, says the headline in the Irish Independent. Kevin Doyle writes that the European Union's stance on the necessity for a border in Ireland in the event of a no-deal Brexit has dramatically hardened. In a devastating blow to the government, the paper says, the EU now appears to be leaning on Dublin for concessions before a final showdown with the UK. The Irish Times also picks up on the remarks yesterday by the European Commission's chief spokesman, Margaritis Schinas, who said that a hard border would be necessary if the UK leaves the EU without a deal. The paper says that the government has strongly rejected the suggestion, but senior figures privately admitted to be taken aback by the spokesman's intervention. Sources in Brussels and Dublin insist that this wasn't a carefully calibrated message from the Commission, writes Pat Leahy in a comment piece. But he says neither side denies that the spokesman was saying in public what lots of people have been saying in private for some time. If there is a no-deal outcome, the border becomes the EU's external frontier and some sort of controls will be necessary. The Irish Examiner reports that at a private meeting with party leaders last night, the Taoiseach said that unless the Irish question is resolved, the EU could hypothetically move control of any border away from Ireland and onto the continent. In a worst-case no-deal Brexit, Ireland could be isolated with Britain, says the paper. That's from Juno McEnroe and Fiacra O'Kioni. If there is no breakthrough in Westminster on the Brexit withdrawal agreement, talks between Irish and EU officials on contingency planning for a hard border could begin as early as next week, says the Times Ireland edition. But it may not come to that. In an editorial comment, the Times Ireland edition, and presumably its London parent, says that a second Brexit referendum looks increasingly like the only way to avoid no deal. The least worst option, as the writer puts it. In other news, the Irish Daily Mail reports on a survey of primary school principals, which found that 68% of them have encountered problems as a result of pupils using smartphones or social media outside of school. And that's even though 99% of them have banned phones during school hours. The Irish Sun leads with the inquest into the deaths of 10 people in a fire at a halting site in Carrick Mines, County Dublin. The paper says the jury recommended that John Keith Connors, then a boy of 14, who rescued his four-year-old nephew from the blaze, should receive a National Bravery Award. For the Irish Daily Mirror, the main story is the raid on six Dublin properties yesterday and the arrest of a man and three women over suspected fundraising for the self-styled Islamic State group. Azalea Banks, the rapper, provides the lead story for the Irish Daily Star. Yesterday it was reported that she had had a row with Aer Lingus staff on a Dublin-bound flight from the UK. Today the Star reports that Azalea, who played a concert in Dublin last night, clarified her comments of the previous day by saying, "I never said all Irish women were ugly. I said the women on the plane were ugly Irish women, and I was speaking specifically about their spirits." But she did ask Conor McGregor, the mixed martial arts star, for help. "Conor, help me, they are bullying me," she wrote. And she further clarified things later on Instagram, where she said, "Everyone knows I love Ireland. I've tweeted about my love for Irish strawberries and Irish people on countless occasions."
John, thank you. It's 7:10 now on Morning Ireland.